That's absolutely bizarre. Where were you on November 16th? Why all the sudden qualms of conscience? Where was that on November 16th? When you could have stood up like a man? It makes no sense at all. We'll talk about that coming up. General Mike Flynn gets a full pardon from the president. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad. I wish it had happened 6 months ago. He could have saved the general a bunch of money and a bunch of agony. But I'm glad he did it. I'm glad the president pardoned Mike Flynn. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Our phone line's always available to you. You want to join in, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to more on this and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a little bit after 4:30, as we check out the traffic cams here on the day before Thanksgiving, we do have some reduced speeds as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Around 50 miles per hour, it'd be nice to go full freeway tilt, but not right now anyway. Northbound at Tropicana, you're slow. Also south at Sahara. Also, as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, you're going to experience very, very slow action on the southbound side of Interstate 15 at US 95 there at the Spaghetti Bowl. And the lane restrictions as well are going to delay your commute somewhat. 15 north at Cheyenne and Interstate 15 south at Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball season has finally arrived as tonight at Thomas & Mack Center, they open up against Montana State. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:30. Fans are not going to be allowed to attend. Second year for T.J. Utzelberger as the head coach of UNLV. Last year, they finished in a second-place tie in the Mountain West standings, but 10 of their 13 scholarship players this year have yet to play in a game for UNLV. Other games taking place tonight across the Mountain West: Nevada playing North Dakota State. You have Utah State and VCU playing in South Dakota. San Diego State at home against UCLA.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I love what NPRI has said. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute. Robert Fellner, one of their writers, penning a really amazing op-ed piece. Ignore Sisolak and decide for yourself how to celebrate Thanksgiving. I want to find out how you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And in fact, we're going to give everybody an equal shot. We're going to clear out all of our lines and give everybody an equal shot of getting in, because this is important. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, are you willing to go beyond what the governor is asking us to do? Or are you in a mood for civil disobedience? All these people that are out there at McCarran right now trying to get home before Thanksgiving, all of you are running afoul of the governor, the government, federal government, state government. But my question to you is, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to stand up to this governor and say, I'm going to have 15 people at my Thanksgiving Day feast? Sorry. If people want to make that determination, they should be allowed to do so. Will it cause a spike? It might. There are no guarantees. Scott. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. And I want to find out how you're going to celebrate. And are you willing to go in beyond what the governor is asking you to do? What the state is asking? This idea of having your mask on inside your home? What about that, too? Tell you what, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up. You're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I've got this Thanksgiving Day all figured out. You're invited to have Thanksgiving dinner with us. Drone number one will deliver the mashed potatoes. Drone number two will deliver the stuffing. And drone number three will deliver the peas. What do you think of that idea, Kevin?
I love it. Utilizing technology to bring us Thanksgiving Day feast. I love that. I love that. What do you think of the governor and what he's trying to get us to do?
I think it's absurdity. It's tyrannical. And how did this guy ever get into office? How did that happen?
Well, he's been an elected official. He is, he was a Clark County commissioner. He was the chairman. And he just happened into the governorship, and all of a sudden you end up with, one October and now this pandemic. The guy has seen a lot of really bad stuff go down, which really, really is sad. Scott, I'm glad you called, and I certainly hope that you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Anybody out there willing to challenge the governor, inviting folks from multiple homesteads to your home for tomorrow's feast? Maybe 15, 16, 17 people. Anybody out there willing to do that? And by the way, what about the idea of ratting out your neighbors? I think it's reprehensible, personally. Now, I saw somebody on cable news say, well, in fact, it was the governor of Oregon saying, what would happen if in your neighborhood on a Friday night somebody was playing music at 12:30 in the morning out in the open, what would you do? You would call the cops. You would tell them to shut down the party. And they're saying, well, that's the same thing you should be doing here. I got to tell you, I think there's a big, big difference. People who are lawfully in their own homes, this is wrong in so many ways. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Also, we'll take a look at what's going on nationally. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we'll get to that as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Met License, 48944-71642.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have been bringing you the story of how Tick Siegerbloom, a member of the Clark County Commission, wants to reconsider the vote that set up a special election. Ross Miller and Stavros Anthony. And the next Tuesday, they're supposed to going to talk about it. Guess who we're going to have on? We're going to have Stavros Anthony on coming up after 5 o'clock. We'll get his reaction. We'll see if Tick Siegerbloom is playing fair or is he playing foul. We'll talk about that. One of the things, one of the issues that we've been talking about just over the last couple of days, and that is the Biden cabinet that is being rolled out. Now that the GSA is allowing for some sort of transition, I'll be honest with you, I was underwhelmed. Other than John Kerry, I didn't know any of those people. Now, maybe people in the swamp would relate to that, but other than John Kerry, I didn't see anybody of note. Tom Cotton is an Arkansas senator, and in fact, let's go to cut six if we can. See if we can squeeze this in. And this was his reaction to the Biden cabinet rollout. He was on with Brian Kilmeade earlier this morning. Here it is.
A third Obama term, because we face a totally different world than we faced in the Obama-Biden administration. President Trump has changed the landscape. It's become America first. We spent America alone. We find ourselves in a position where our alliances are being frayed. It's a totally different. That's why I found people who joined the administration and keep points that represent the spectrum of the American people as well as the spectrum of the Democratic Party.
Well, welcome back to Libya. I forgot to have a follow-up plan. Syria, the JV team is not going to be a problem. Iraq, I think it's the perfect time to leave. Afghanistan, I'm sure the ISIS is just going to go away. Is this what we're going to have?
Yeah, Brian, you can just look at Barack Obama's memoir, where he says a lot of these people were responsible, for instance, for advising him to go to war in Libya, a war that's now in its 10 years. A 10-year after party that's introduced civil war and slavery and unleashed a flood of migrants into Europe. As you say, look at ISIS. The rise of ISIS happened after Barack Obama rushed us out of Iraq. This is the same group that said that you could never have a separate peace between Israel and Arab nations without resolving the Palestinian question. There's so many peace deals that President Trump has brokered between Israel and Arab nations, it's hard to keep track of them. And that's to say nothing of China. People like Jake Sullivan have said we should be celebrating the rise of China. It was on the watch of so many of these nominees that China literally built islands out of the water in the South China Sea and militarized them, far extending the reach of their missiles and aircraft and their ships. Sounds a lot like the return of the Obama administration's foreign policy, and that foreign policy had disastrous consequences for our nation.
That is Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas. And can I tell you something? I was so underwhelmed. I mean, I was looking for a little pizzazz, a little sparkle, and there just and believe it or not, there just wasn't any. Now, you know, again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This is David Chalian. This is Cut 4. CNN political director on what he took from the intro of the Biden national security team. This, again, was from earlier today.
My ears picked up on the substance piece of this, which is the idea of America first is gone. Everything Joe Biden led this unveiling of the national security and foreign policy team with was all about America at its strongest, working with its allies around the world. That is what makes America strong. And it's just fundamentally a different approach, substantively, from what the Trump administration put forth in its foreign policy. And then on style, the words that were used, Vice President-elect Harris at the end used a lot of these words, but so did Joe Biden, so did a lot of the nominees when they spoke. Truth, facts, science. The President-elect talked about, I am going to demand that these folks tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. Vice President-elect Harris saying, you know, Joe Biden's going to ask very tough questions of these people. So on those are all stylistic cues, especially John Kerry's words when he said about Joe Biden's belief in God, but also a belief in science to protect God's work here on Earth. All of that was designed stylistically also to contrast with what you're seeing day in and day out in the Trump administration.
And by the way, you know the funniest thing to be on cable news was watching Howie Kurtz this morning talking about the Biden rollout, that essentially he's emptying out the cable news networks. No, this is cut to, this is Howie Kurtz on Fox News Channel this morning, that Biden is essentially emptying out the cable news networks that are not Fox. Here it is.
I'm pleased to announce nominations and staff.
As Joe Biden starts to staff his administration, the revolving door between media and politics is spinning once again. As a CNN global affairs analyst, Tony Blinken, who'd been Deputy Secretary of State under President Obama, often chastised Obama's successor.
President Trump has abdicated that responsibility. He's put us in full retreat from our allies and partners.
And today, Biden formally announced Blinken as his pick for Secretary of State.
Thank you.
CNN contributor Jen Psaki, who was Obama's State Department spokeswoman, has also left for the transition. MSNBC analyst Rick Stengel, a former Time magazine editor, is on his second go-round, having jumped from Obama's State Department to fierce Trump critic.
He's the epicenter of disinformation around the world.
And now Stengel has joined the Biden transition team. Barbara McQuaid, a U.S. attorney in the Obama years, has also left MSNBC for the Biden transition. Sometimes the connections are less visible, as with John Meacham, the former Newsweek editor and presidential biographer, was an NBC and MSNBC contributor who praised Biden's victory speech.
This is a moment where the life of the nation is intersecting in a fascinating way with the personal life, not only of President-elect Biden, but also the vice president-elect.
But the networks dropped him from the payroll after the New York Times revealed Meacham had privately helped Biden with that and other speeches. At least two dozen journalists joined the Obama team, including Time's Jay Carney and ABC's Linda Douglas. That musical chairs tradition is widely viewed as routine, but Fox News drew criticism for those who move between the network and the Trump administration, including John Bolton, Heather Nauert, Bill Schein, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Larry Kudlow also joined the president from CNBC. When political players turn into pundits, they can bring an insider's perspective, but more of them seem to move between the media, where they can resemble a government in exile, and Democratic administrations such as the one now taking shape.
There you have it, Howie Kurtz, always right on the money. Coming up, Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony's campaign is trying to prevent Clark County lawmakers from essentially going back on their word. There is a move from Tick Sigerbloom to essentially go back on a vote on November 16th that the commission, Clark County Commission, said we're gonna revote this Clark County Commission race. It makes no sense at all. We'll talk with one of the principals, Stavros Anthony, and his campaign seeking to prevent lawmakers from considering whether to re-vote that issue. It makes no sense at all. What has changed from November 16 to now or to next Tuesday? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020.
that's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Stay with us because we're going to be joined by Stavros Anthony. This sounds to me like dirty pool. I'm sorry, but it does. It sounds an awful lot like dirty pool, and it sounds like there's something going on. Tick Sigerbloom has launched an effort saying, well, maybe we got it wrong on November 16th. I don't think they got it wrong. I thought they got it very, very right, and they're one of the few groups – courts, legislative bodies, whatever. It seems as if the Clark County Commission is the only ones that got it white right, and now they want to revisit that. What has changed? I'll put that question to Stavros Anthony, because what we're talking about now, it just stinks to high heaven, and shame on Tick Sigerbloom for trying to double back on this thing. Where were you on November 16th? What has changed? We'll talk about that. Our phone line's always available to you. You want to join us, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm so excited. On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor.